This is episode 99 of Pause That by OnPause.org, recorded on July 15th, 2011. Enjoy the show. Welcome, dudes and dudettes, to Pause That. My name is Ronnie Walker, and joining me today is...
Andreas. I have nothing to put in between my name this time, Rothbauer.
I think we've all gotten to the point where we've used all the good stuff.
Oh, there's more. I think we're going to come up with better ideas, but, you know...
Works for me. That's
for future episodes.
Darren actually took the week off to come up with better intros for all of us.
He's like 1 week on, 1 week off. What's going on with that boy?
I have no idea. Well, actually, I kind of have a feeling why he's not on tonight is it's Harry Potter night.
Well, you should just say that. Darren. Stop it. When you're listening to this right now in the movie theater, you stop it. I hope you have a horrible time at the movie.
I want to go see Harry Potter, but the past three have just bored me to death.
I have no interest whatsoever.
Have you seen any of them, or just don't even...
No, I read the first book, that's it. And then after that, I was like, I'm a grown man now, I cannot watch them.
Yeah. I don't know, I'll probably just wait for DVD and, like, watch all of them straight through and, I don't know, like, fast forward through the boring parts, or who knows.
Yeah, that'll be something.
Have you seen, speaking of movies, have you seen Transformers 3 yet?
Yeah, I have not.
You have not? Andreas, you are killing me.
Well, wait, is that in a theater? Is that out?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
We run a video game movie podcast, and you don't see any movies.
Whoa. Video game movie podcast? I don't know where you're smoking, but...
Oh, I'm talking about my other website. With the other German.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so you haven't been watching any movies this week. What have you been up to?
I've been kind of busy with personal shit.
Mm-hmm.
The past week or two. See how that stuff turns out. But, you know, work.
The bum at work still bothering you every morning?
Oh, God. Tell me about it. Work is work. You know, I'm trying to get through... the days and get all my stuff done and try to be productive, but sometimes it can be challenging.
Well, if you wore pants, it'd probably be easier.
But everybody knows that I hate pants. No?
Right.
So I stopped wearing them. And I understand that people get upset at me, but, you know.
This is why I am not going to PAX with you. I don't think I could deal with that the whole time.
Oh, you're going next year.
I don't think I am.
Yeah.
All right, if somebody wants to pay for my plane ticket, then I will go in a second.
Okay, you had since 3 years ago to save up for PAX, for one trip. Come on.
I've got other things to buy, Andres.
Is that right?
Yeah. Any games this week?
I played some games. Played a little bit of Child of Eden, finally. That game's really fun.
Kinect or controller?
Oh, Kinect, yeah, all the way Kinect. And it works pretty good, you know. I feel like it can be, it's a little laggy, but the game compensates by making it a little bit easier for you when you're using the Kinect. But it's really fun, you know. You have two different controls that one is pretty much you, you know, locking on targets with your right hands. And then when you're, if you hover over the targets as they're coming in, and then you target them, and then you push your hand forward, and you shoot off the rockets. So it's like a lock-on shoot type technique with your right hand.
Hmm.
Then if you move up the left hand, it changes your weapon to a pretty much like pulsating rifle.
And it detects your hand like moving forward and stuff?
Yeah.
Huh, that just seems like, I guess it has, you know, like two or three cameras, right? So it can capture...
It has the infrared, so it bounces. Basically, what it does is it bounces light off of your body.
Oh, okay.
And then it can tell how far you weigh, so you are, really. You know what I mean?
That's really neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, and the game is fun. It's obviously, like, super, super resy, but, like, cooler, you know, more updated, and it's got cool music, and it's just fun, and it's a good quality game. I think it's going to suffer because there haven't really been a lot of copies out there, I think.
I haven't seen any advertising for it at
all.
Yeah,
no advertising, and they're charging $50, I think, so.
What's, is that the standard for most Kinect games?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but this is really not a Kinect game. This is a Kinect-enabled game, not a Kinect-only. So, because you can control, you can use a controller for it.
I wonder if most people know that, though. I mean, I you told me, I think, last week or something about it, but I had no idea that you could use a controller before that.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be straight-up Kinect as well, but yeah, you can use a controller. Maybe they put that in just because they wanted to be able to sell more copies to people that may not have Kinect. But I think the big problem is that the title, you know, Child of Eden, you go into a store, you think it's some weird Nintendo Wii game, they port it to the 360.
Right, you know? It makes no sense at all.
Well, it makes sense when you play the game, but it doesn't really tell you much when you're just sort of seeing it in the store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So really, the only people who are buying this game, buying it because they know it came out, you know? But it's really fun. I want to play some more and see how the later levels are. But yeah, I'm enjoying the controls. I'm enjoying sort of the gameplay of it. And I think it's really fun, you know? I think it's definitely worth picking up, especially if you like Rez.
Yeah, I think I'm going to rent this. I really enjoyed the past Rez games. I think there's an arcade one a few years back that was a lot of fun. So definitely add it to my Gamefly list.
Yeah, give it a go.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I played a bunch of Infamous and then the Uncharted 3 beta with you over the weekend.
Yes, we checked out the new co-op adventure mode. It's like, what, three people and we're all doing a few different things. Like, what the game type we were playing where we had to go and get the treasure chest and then take it to a certain area.
Yep, I love that.
It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
Very teamwork based. Like, if you oriented, try to right, if you try to go out and, you know, do it by yourself, you may survive, but I mean, there's so many guys that are always coming and so much to do.
You got to work together, you got to revive each other, you got to take cover, you got to do the whole nine yards, otherwise you just get eaten alive by the AI. Because it seems like every time you get the next treasure, a new wave comes, and the wave is bigger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in the end, you have the big boss who carries the last treasure, and you got to, you know, kill him, kind of like he was like a juggernaut, you know?
Mm-hmm. I actually recorded our first time going through the adventure mode. So if you guys would like to check that out, you know, check down in the show notes. I'll have a link to it.
Very cool.
It was like a, I don't know, 15 minute video or something like that of us playing. Pretty cool. I really enjoyed it and definitely looking forward to more Uncharted 3 when it releases, because I think they're going to do just a lot of different neat stuff this time. You know, we've already kind of seen it with the airplane level.
Yep,
and the airplane
level was cool. Yep.
I definitely hope they do a lot more like that. You know, they could do trains and boats, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. And then I'm really looking forward to the the single player. It's going to be insane.
Oh, dude, the single player.
It is going to be insane.
I literally cannot wait.
You said you played some Infamous 2, I think I heard?
Yeah, I did play Infamous 2. I played like the opening couple hours. And dude, that game's awesome.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's so sick. It's so sick.
Yeah.
It's like everything Infamous 1 was, but you're more powerful, you're adding more powers. You know, the game looks a little better. It still plays just as fun, and the new environments are pretty sweet as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's not, like, that much to talk about, but if you've played Infamous 1 and you enjoyed it, this is, like, you know, it may not be the jump that Infamous or Uncharted 1 to Uncharted 2 was.
Yeah.
Because Uncharted, you know, 1 wasn't as good as Infamous 1 was compared to the sequel. So it wasn't as big of a jump comparatively, but it's still a big jump, I think, or big enough jump for you to kind of look at the game and say, wow, this is awesome, you know?
Yeah, if you've never played Infamous, definitely pick up number 2. You're going to have so much fun. And then for all the people that are out there that are like creating content, you know, Little Big Planet style, you probably haven't messed with it yet.
I have not, no.
It's pretty insane. There's a lot of tools on there. At least there were in the beta that I played like 2 months, 3 months ago.
Right.
So, I mean, you probably have even more tools to mess around with.
Yeah, I want to jump into that. I haven't been able to.
Yeah, you can really set up some crazy stuff in the world that they give you. Like, the whole world is open, and you set mission points, you set people you talk to, what the people say, explosions. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. They did good.
Yeah, definitely. The game is just, it looks so good, it plays so good. It's like you just really wanna enjoy the world, you know? And they added one new power that's pretty sweet, where you can walk up to an area, and I forget what button you push, but you push a button that kind of creates like a force field almost, which lifts up like cars or you know, anything that you want to lift up, and then you can target an area with your reticle and shoot that car or the item across the entire, you know, street or the house or whatever. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that move was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. You know, I haven't been able to play that much. I still want to play some more Shadows of the Damned and stuff like that, but man, it's just kind of tough. It's a little tough right now.
Yeah. Have you not had time to play any iPhone games lately? I mean, for a while it was like a new iPhone game every week.
And there still is, you know, like, I feel like I want to play more iPhone games, but right now my iPhone is still broken, so the screen is cracked.
Yeah.
And I can't really, really play without cutting my face up.
You know? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I heard that the iPhone 5 is not coming this year. It'd be like early next year, late next year. So.
Well, there is. I mean, kind of conflicting rumors. Right. I mean, some people are saying September, and some people are saying, "Hey, this will be out, you know, next year at some point."
It's like no matter what, if you wait or get it now, you're gonna be getting an awesome phone, especially compared to your 3G, right?
3GS.
3GS.
Yeah, but my 3GS isn't even functional right now. That's I can't use it, you know? It's really kind of shitty, to be honest.
Sounds a lot like my phone.
My phone worked at one point.
That's so true.
You're still waiting for that Motorola, right?
It's actually releasing, as we're recording this, in 5 days, and I've been reading reports that Best Buy is actually having it in stock now.
What's it called again?
It's the Motorola Triumph.
Right.
It is on the Virgin Mobile network. It's 100 times better than the piece of crap I have now. What's bad about my phone is it can only run one app at a time, and if you have more loaded in the background, it completely slows down to a point where you can't even move across screens or scroll up and down, click on anything. It does not work.
Yeah, that's kind of what my phone does.
It's not that I'm trying to load the background apps. It automatically loads, I think there's like 7 of them. It automatically loads up like I want it.
Oh, God.
And, I mean, I've found ways to disable them to load up. But it means, you know, hacking your phone and getting in there.
It's a big pain in the ass.
I do not want to go through that whole entire mess. So, I'm just going to wait for the Triumph and hopefully have it, I think, next Wednesday, I think, is when it releases.
Yeah, I'm waiting a couple more weeks, maybe, or whatever. I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest. Yeah. I have no idea. I feel like I said this a million times, and I've wanted to get a new phone, but it's $200, and I don't want to get the old phone, and... You know,
I would be so happy if Virgin Mobile got the iPhone 4.
Yeah, but I don't see that happening.
Even the 3GS, I'd be happy with.
Yeah. Well, the 3GS is going to be either phased out or free. You know, when you look at what's out when the iPhone 5 comes out, you know, the iPhone 4 will become that lower model, and unless they'd leave the 3GS at $50 or whatever. You know, so maybe have one at 50, one at 150, one at 200, or something like that.
I don't know. The 3GS is probably, I mean, it's such old tech now for Apple to keep improving and for, you know, all the app developers to keep improving. They just need to get rid of it probably at this point.
Yeah.
You know, if the next iPhone most likely will probably have a dual core, you know, the apps that you can run on that thing will be insane.
Yeah, either make it a, like you said, make it free. Or like I said, make it free or just phase it out.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'd still be happy with the 3GS on Virgin just because I don't like Android. I really don't. It's not that good of an operating system. It's buggy. It just, you know, looking at the iPhone, there's so many cool features, especially with the camera app.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Android camera is so boring.
Yeah. Well, you know, but, I mean, there's a reason why that's the best-selling fucking phone in the world.
Right, yeah. you know.
Or most sought after phone. I'm probably wrong by saying it's the best selling, but you know, iPhones sell like cakes. I don't. Yeah. I mean, it will be the iPhone model. You know, will probably be the best selling phone soon if it's not already.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, but I mean, I could be wrong. It's probably the, what was that massive phone back in the early 2000s? Oh, the Razr.
Yeah, the Razr, and then before that it was that Nokia phone.
Oh yeah, the Nokia. Yeah. What was that, the Slide, I think?
No, I'm talking about the brick one. That was like the, when phones still weren't named by numbers. It was like the Nokia something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No clue what the name is. But, you know, hopefully my Best Buy gets the Triumph in stock and I can pick it up and, you know, maybe it will change my mind on Android having a better phone, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's always hope.
Yeah. You know, I have not been up to too much this week. Weddings have been very slow the past 2 months, but I think August they're going to start picking up again, so going to have a lot to do then. But, you know, lately it's been working on, I've been, for the longest time, like the past year or even longer than that, I've been wanting to create, like, short films of, you know, like, real life, you know, me acting, my brother's acting and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've been going through and just figuring all that up, you know, getting, like, scripts together. I've got a lot written down and a lot in my head, and I've been working on that. No clue when I'd be able to record it.
I've been working on this for a long, long time, but I have no idea what I'm doing.
No. I know what I'm doing. I don't, you know, setting a date of when we're going to record and edit everything is, it's a little harder than I thought it was going to be.
Of course it is. It always is.
Only if I had real life friends and, you know, everybody wasn't on the internet.
Yeah, just check your cloud score.
Right, my cloud score. You're such a jerk. I'm going to remove you as a friend on there.
Okay, well, then you're going to lose some cloud
points. Yeah. I can't afford that. What have I played this week? The Uncharted 3 beta with you, and then just loads of Halo 3 and Halo Reach.
Still playing Halo 3.
One of my great friends sold his PS3 this week and rebought a 360, one of the new Slims.
Did he?
And all he kept talking about was Halo 3 and Halo Reach, so I hopped on. I hopped on and played so many hours with him. It was like 6 hours one night.
Wow.
That shows that I have not. I'm doing like nothing else right now.
Okay, make a post, will you?
Make a post. That's what I hired you for. That's what I pay you
hired,
for.
Again, this is weird because there's no money coming into my account.
Go check your AdSense. There's like 10 bucks in there.
Yeah, there is like 10 bucks in there.
There you go. I didn't tell you I paid good. Or well.
All right, moving on.
So yeah, Halo 3 and Halo Reach. You know, it's like every game I played, I won, and I won with like 15, 20 kills. I just don't have a good time with those
games
anymore.
Yeah, me either.
They're just not as fun as they used to be, and I don't know if I'm just getting bored of Halo, or these titles really weren't as great as Halo 2, you know, back in the day.
I think part of that is nostalgia.
Yeah. I mean, it could also be, you know, back in the Halo 2 day, there really wasn't much else on the Xbox at the time. I mean, there was a lot of crap on the Xbox back then. So that's probably one of the reasons why I played so much Halo 2, was it was the only game. But now, you know, we've got Battlefield and Call of Duty.
That was the big game on the Xbox, and in general, the big multiplayer game, so everybody played that.
Yeah.
I played the crap out of Halo 1 and Halo 2, too, like, while I was in college, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But not my, it's just not my bag. Like I said, you know, Halo is still sitting on my shelf. I really haven't touched it.
Other than that, I have not been playing much. I actually have Mortal Kombat, the newest one, sitting here from Gamefly. I need to slap that in and give it a try. Have you played that one?
What? Which one?
It's the newest one. It's like they went back.
Mortal Kombat? No.
Yeah, okay. So I will, you know, check that out this week and talk about it next week. Other than that, have not been playing much, so we can go on to news unless you have something else.
You know, I can't really think of anything, to be honest.
You should have went and saw Transformers. I don't understand what's your problem.
I don't know. I played Transformers the game.
I heard it's
not
as
bad.
Good.
It's okay.
I heard it's not as good as the last one, though.
No, it's not as good as the last one.
Yeah. All right. First up, I mean, it's titled as, or it's under a rumor, but I'd say it's basically true. The PS4 is on track for a 2012 release and is gonna be created from the Foxconn, who creates the iPhone and iPad, if I'm right.
Yeah, Foxconn, the people that always kill themselves.
Right. Have you seen the images of their place?
Yeah, I've seen some old images, you know, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, I don't think I want to work there. And Pegatron Technology. I'd say it's basically confirmed, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that, you know, there's a new console coming for sure, but I think, you know, kind of confirming that it's coming 2012 is ambitious. I definitely agree that it's coming, like, without a question, that, you know, there will be a PlayStation 4 and there will be an Xbox, whatever, 720 or next or whatever they're going to call
it. I mean, don't you think it would hurt Sony again if they released a year late from the 360?
It would hurt them in market share, but it wouldn't, I don't think, hurt them financially, because then they would actually not lose money on a launch, maybe, if they dragged out the PS3 a little bit longer.
Hmm.
Just like, you know, the PS2 was selling for years and years and years after the PS3 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was making them a lot of money. And I think no matter what, the PS3 will still be sold on shelves. It's a Blu-ray player. It's got great games. You know, without a question, we're still going to see the PS3 on the shelves for a long time. But I can see a PS4 being announced, at least announced at the next E3. But it may not really come until, you know, 2013.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I definitely agree with the announcement at next E3. I don't know. I kind of have a feeling that all three will release next year.
It would be awesome.
It would.
But I wouldn't be able to afford any of them, or, you know, at least not all of them or something.
Well, it would be a tough choice. Huge Nintendo fan, so all you need to pick up is the Wii U.
That's one thing I can pretty much guarantee you. I probably will not get a Wii U at launch.
Hater.
Yep.
Up next, Dead Air, which I think was Left 4 Dead. It was a Left 4 Dead 1 level, right?
Yeah, it was Left 4 Dead 1. Dead Air was the one where you're at the airport and you have to fight your way through the airplane.
Right, right. So it is coming to Left 4 Dead 2 for free on the PC July 22nd. It's coming early, right? Because
it's coming early, yeah. I don't know when it was supposed to come, but it's coming now on the 22nd because 20,000 people unlocked an achievement for completing the Steam Crosser achievement, which is one of the campaigns in Left 4 Dead.
Over 60,000 people did it, and they...
Or like day one or day two or something like that, yeah.
That's hilarious. That is awesome that they did that. I really wish I was in there. I'd have my name like thrown up somewhere, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I just want my name on a wall. That's all I ask for.
Write it. Just turn around, take a Sharpie, and just write Randy Walker on your...
Got that.
Okay.
If you listen to this podcast Sunday or Monday, there are some zombie deals going on Xbox Live Marketplace right now.
Again.
You can get the Undead Nightmare Collection, which I don't think is the full game. It's like extra DLC for the Red Dead Undead Nightmare game. I think that's what I could figure out from reading it on the Xbox.com. But it is 1,000 Microsoft points. Case West is 400. Left 4 Dead 2 The Passing is 280. Mm-hmm. Stubbs the Zombie is 800, which I'm thinking about picking up. I enjoyed it a lot back on the Xbox like 6-7 years ago. And Twin Blades is 200. So some pretty good stuff there at good deals.
It's funny, didn't they just have a zombie deal?
Yeah, I think they did not too long ago. There's so much zombie content on the 360.
Right.
They could probably do a deal every week.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Up next, EA is or has, they are going to be acquiring PopCap Games for $650 million plus $100 million in stock.
Yeah, this is kind of a huge thing because PopCap was, you know, they were blowing up, right? They had Bejeweled and they had Plants vs. Zombies. And they were just getting bigger and bigger. And they had, what's the other,
Peggle and
Peggle, Chazzle. Yes. They have all those games that are selling millions and millions of copies. And EA snatched up PopCap for 600, like you said, 650 plus another 100 million in stock.
That sounds like a fantastic deal for EA.
I think it does, too. And I think PopCap had other offers, too, but I think they went with EA. And you know, it's all part of EA's strategy to build out the digital marketplace that they were talking about, and obviously snatch that, you know, digital casual space too, you know, like everybody's playing Bejeweled and Peggle and Plants vs. Zombies, you know,
But
not just gamers.
none of these are like online Facebook, though.
Which, well, but what they said in their statement that these games will be coming to new platforms.
Oh, okay.
And probably Origin will be part of that. So maybe you won't be able to get PopCap's new game anywhere but Origin. You know what I mean? So it's all a big corporate game of money making business. But I think the funniest thing is, and you probably, I don't know if you know him as much, but Jeff Green, he used to, I mean, he used to work at EA, and he used to try to make games. He worked on like this one of the Sims games, like one of the children Sims games once. And there's just this infamous story where, you know, he was trying to move a box in the level that he was supposed to help build. It took him like a day, and he just couldn't do it. He was just struggling. He's trying to become a level designer, and you know, when he's never really done anything like that before. And he finally started running their podcast and their blog over there at EA, but then they had like a falling out, and he decided to leave. And now he went to PopCap, right? And now fucking EA buys PopCap. And there was so many Twitter comments, you know, hey Jeff, you know, welcome back at EA. And the day they announced that, he actually wore an EA branded T-shirt to work, and he took a twit pic. He's like, no joke, I was wearing this T-shirt. It was like an EA T-shirt.
That's hilarious. That is amazing.
Yeah, Jeff Green, a good guy though. I met him at PAX last year. Good
Oh yeah,
dude.
you know what? I'll get that image and link it in the show notes. Just for you, Andreas.
I look terrible in that photo, but fuck it.
All right, I'll put a booger on him so he looks worse. That
All
sound
right.
good? Is that all
Yep.
right?
That's
Okay.
fine. Put a big EA symbol on him.
Yeah. So yeah, a fantastic deal for EA. I saw that Zynga, the people who make Farmville and Cityville and Frontierville, put in a bid for $1 billion. But you know, tell you the truth, I think they went with a better, you know, EA is where they should have went, and I'm glad they went.
Yeah, I think Riccatello is really doing a good job over at EA. I'm happy.
All right, up next,
I'm happy for those guys.
Sony is investing $20 million, I think, over the next year or 2 years into
3 years, I think it is.
3 years into me and Andreas's pub fun, which is
Yep.
awesome. Because me and Andres, when we go to the pub, we drink like crazy.
You need money, so 20 million will last just about 3 years.
Just about. No, the pub fund is actually pretty cool. It's Sony putting in money to help smaller game developers, right?
Yeah.
One of the games they've already helped with this pub fund is Burn Zombie Burn. Am I right?
Yep.
You wrote this post. Come on.
I want you to struggle through it. Listen, Pub Fund, Sony, 20 million, next 3 years. Invest money into games. Euphloria, addictive, ambient game, space exploration. Next game, Okabu, brand new action puzzler from the creators of Rolando. Parentheses open, that fucking iPhone game that we all played. Parentheses closed. Payday, the heist, action-filled first-person shooter game lets players take on the role of a hardened career criminal. Executing intense dynamic heists in constant pursuit of the next big score. Papo and Yo. That's right, Papo and Yo. It's a vibrant 3D puzzle platform adventure. Coming to PlayStation Network 2012. All right, all jokes aside, oh,
I
so.
think I did a better job explaining this story, and I didn't even write it.
Games. Invest. Sony. Helping. Indie developers, smaller ones, to make games
All right,
better.
all right, all right, come on.
I'm excited for that Payday game. Sounds cool. The heist game? Wonder how good it will be. It has co-op and stuff.
I
Remember that one
couldn't tell
game,
you.
the heist game that was canceled or, you know, never really came out a long time ago?
Is that the one by Rockstar?
I don't know who made it. It bounced around a bunch of times, I think. So, but it'd be cool if it was something like that, you know?
You know, I don't know if I ever check that game out enough, so I
Well,
really
yeah, because it
couldn't.
was never close enough to release. All jokes aside, Sony is, you know, doing the right thing here because you know, they're a really open platform, and other really cool indie games that came to them was like that Johnny Danger game and like, you know, all the pixel junk shooter stuff. You know, Sony's really supportive of indie developers, which is really cool. I'm glad they do that.
Up next, the Netflix is now on the Nintendo 3DS. To get it, all you have to do is update your firmware to the latest, what is it, like eShop, I think it's called?
Yeah, the 3DS eShop, yep.
Yeah, update your eShop to the latest patch, which is out now, and you can download the Netflix app. Of course, you're going to have to pay the $8 a month fee to, you know, actually watch the videos on it, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think most people nowadays have Netflix, so...
If you don't, you know, you're making a big mistake, basically.
But would you really want to watch on a 3-inch screen? Like, I couldn't even see myself watching, like, on the iPhone.
iPhone is okay. I used to do it when my screen wasn't shattered. And my phone didn't die every 2 minutes. But, no, it works pretty well. It's cool that it's on there, but...
I mean, if you're ever, you know... I mean, you used to ride the train to work.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
Of course, that would be awesome to have it. You know, you could just listen and... you know, kind of pay attention to it or something. But if I'm at home with my 3DS, why would I, you know, turn on Netflix on the 3DS and not my big screen TV?
Right, exactly.
But, hey, you know, just another place we can watch our videos. Sounds great.
I love Netflix. That's all I got to say. It's cool that's coming to 3DS. All right, a couple of Black Ops stories real quick. The Annihilation DLC is coming to PS3 and PC on July 28th. So you can finally play those maps, which they actually look kind of cool, and I kind of wish I still had a black copy of Black Ops. So I could play it for 10 minutes, get frustrated, and throw my controller.
That's how it was with the last DLC.
Yeah. I can't do it. I'm such a Battlefield guy. Like, I just hate... I can't get into the Black Ops or, multiplayer anymore. I'll try a game with Modern Warfare 3, but...
Of course.
It'll just be the same thing again, you know? Mm-hmm. They're not really innovating that much anymore. And the other story is quickly, like, this is for, okay, this is a big Activision event. And when I first heard about this, I was like, it's called it's called Call of Duty XP. And it's a big event where that takes place in, say, I believe it's in LA on September 2nd and 3rd. They had previously announced that. And they have a whole bunch of, you know, activities and booths set up and events. And they have this big tournament where, like, the 32 best Black Ops players play for like $400,000 or something like that in prize money, and it's $150 per person to get into this thing. Also, you need to obviously fly your ass over to LA. And you know what they're doing is with this event, like 100% of the proceeds from this will go to this thing called Call of Duty Endowment, and it's a nonprofit organization that helps returning vets, you know, find employment and stuff like that and get back into the normal life that they left once, and they kind of want to, you know, it's a lot different when you come back from war, because you're in such a crazy situation where you're over there for a year plus and you come back and you got to get used to just being a normal citizen again. So anyway, so it's really cool that all the money that they're making will go to that.
Is this set up by Activision or somebody else?
Yeah, this is set up by Activision, probably in cooperation with a few other organizations, I'm sure. But if you want, you know, you can come to the site. We have the link there also, which is just callofduty.com/XP/event. You can go there. And then the tickets will go on sale July 19th. So a couple days from now.
Cool. You going to enter?
Huh?
You going to enter?
Hell no. I have $150. I'm sorry. I'm already paying taxes.
Don't have $150 and no Call of Duty skills.
Right? No COD skills.
Yep, I said it. Up next, how long has it been since we've done an MPD post? I mean, it feels like it's been a while since it's been on the podcast. I'm kind of excited, Andres.
Well, I know. We decided a while back that we were kind of saying fuck you to the NPD because they stopped really kind of reporting outright what the numbers were, and they changed the formula. So you can't really tell which version of which game did better because they lump them all together. They don't really tell you how much was sold unless it comes through like other announcements from other people and stuff like that. So it's really tough to get all that data accurately now. And I don't know. We kind of felt like we should put a post up because we haven't done it in a while.
All right, so on top, selling 419,000 units, is L.A. Noire.
It's second month in a row.
Yep, second month. I'm not sure. I do not have in front of me what it sold last month. And I don't know if they told us either.
Yeah, we don't know.
Coming in second is Duke Nukem Forever, selling 370,000 units. And
see, I knew it. I'm gonna interject right here.
You said 2 million.
No, I said total, it will do 2 million. Total, once it's sort of done. You know, once it's hitting the Walmarts and once it's hitting the bargain bins, this game will sell 2 million units easy. I don't think I said 2 million.
I think it was 1 million.
Yeah, I think this game will definitely exceed $1 million easily. And then it would bring in $60 million when you think about it. You know, that's a lot of money.
And this is on the 360, PS3, and PC. It's not just one console.
Right. And also, you got to, you know, I don't even know how many Steam copies were sold during that 4th of July Steam sale when the game was like half price or something like that. You know what I mean? That was probably another 200,000 copies right there.
Yeah, probably. And then I don't think they do Walmart, if I'm right.
Yeah, Walmart numbers aren't in there, but I think they do make up something like 30% of video game sales in the nation.
Oh, okay.
And you know that game sold so well in Walmart because people walk past it and they look at weird games. I mean, I've seen people at Walmart buy the most obscure things, you know, that Joe Schmo Gamer would never pick that up. But somebody who has a Wii at home, they pick up all these weird games, and somebody has a 360, they're like, oh, look at that weird zombie car game.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good, you know, and then they buy it.
That game was good, Andres.
That game was kind of...
At number 3 is Infamous 2 at 370,000 units. Lego Pirates is below that.
That's so awesome. Let's stop for a second.
Okay.
Infamous 2 selling 370,000 units at number 3. That's awesome.
I'm going to bring up, was Infamous 2 in the May NPDs?
Don't remember. I think that game came out a while back, though.
Okay.
No, it came out June, the week of E3. Remember? That came out E3, day one.
Okay, so June May 6th. NPDs was L.A. Noire, Brink, Lego, and then Portal 2.
Brink, baby.
It came as awful.
No, I love that game.
I cannot believe it sold enough to get the number 2 slot. All right, let's go back on to June. Lego is at 4. Legend of Zelda for 3DS is at 5.
You didn't even say what it was.
What?
Lego is at 4.
Everybody would know that Pirates of the Caribbean... God. All right, you do this.
Kids like Legos.
You do this.
Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, the video game, sold a crap ton of copies, less than 370,000 units and more than, I don't know, but...
Oh, look
that's
who
all
only
versions
has
combined.
Numbers
that's
in front
Wii, 360, DS, PS3, 3DS, PSP, PC. It's crazy. Number 4, think about it, a Lego game. It's crazy.
I think a Lego game is on every single NPD list.
But not number four, though, right?
It was on the May. I just closed out of May. I don't know, maybe.
Whatever. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
It was 3. Number 3 in May.
No, it wasn't.
It was. I have it right in front of me.
That is crazy.
And look at this. Lego Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars was 10 in May.
Wow. Good for Lego. Good for Disney. Making some money.
All right, go ahead. Go on with the list.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D for the 3DS. I guess the game is good.
It sold 283,000 units.
You've played it 20 years ago, so you should know what the game is. Black Ops still selling at number 6. Crazy. I mean, it's been in the top 10 like every month.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe like there are still people.
It's got to be
a
20 million copies by now.
At least
it's
got to
be
really.
I mean,
close.
I think it sell something like 16 or 17 million like in the first month or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
For the first couple of months.
Yeah. The last report I heard, it was about 16 million. That was a while ago.
Hey, this is Ronnie, and you are listening to Pause That by OnPause.org.
And we are back. Well, I'm back. This is actually the next day. As we were recording the NPD section, both our Skypes were messing up last night. So now all you have is me. I think that's what everyone really wants, though. To just finish up the NPD section, coming in at 7 is NBA 2K11. 8 is Mortal Kombat 2011, which I actually played a little bit of during our downtime, I guess, and I didn't really like it. Not a fighting fan at all, but it looks like other people are liking it. Number 9 is Cars 2, and coming in at 10 is Just Dance 2, which I bet if Andres had a Wii, he would probably love it. Xbox 360 is on top this month with 507,000 units sold. That is just crazy. Well done, Xbox. DS is below that at 390,000, PS3 is at 280,000, Wii is at 270,000, and then the 3DS at the bottom at 140,000. Not really too bad, actually, for the 3DS, I would say. I mean, what is it? It's like $250? That sounds pretty good to me. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, I am at Ronnie Dean, Andreas is at Racing Freak, and our co-host who could not join us this week is at Dern Kuhn. If you'd like to send the podcast emails, it is pausethat@onpause.org. Also, make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe and review us. Just hit the 5-star button. That's all we ask. It'll help us out. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will talk to you next week. Bye.